The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, all across movies and books and television and indeed social media, we hear about the importance of female friendships. These friendships are central, apparently, to most women's lives, but they also change drastically over time. And it is very different making and maintaining friendships in school or college as compared to being an adult once work and families start to become busier. Have a little bit of a listen to what Tanya Sweeney told Lunchtime Live earlier today.
In pop culture, they're just seen as completely indestructible, that female friendships are long lasting, they are without caveat. I mean, the truth is, female friendships are really quite complex and they can be, you know, raised up, you know, to be these fantastic things, but they can be brought down with, like, you know, incredible cruelty as well, you know. And I think there's just this cultural sort of thing that having a very, very, very best friend as a woman is just part of normal adulting, or to have two or three ride or die friends. And, you know, I think a lot of people might come to a point in life where they go, oh, you know, I don't seem to really have that.
I do love a bit of Tanya Sweeney. She is always honest and on the nose. And joining us now to discuss, I suppose, the wonderful, stressful, occasionally embarrassing, often messy, complex things that are female friendships is lifestyle editor at the Irish Examiner, Esther McCarthy. Esther, good evening to you. Do you relate to what Tanya is saying there? I thought it was very honest, because this idea that, you know, it's my girls that get me through life is sold out there. But equally, female friendships can be backbiting, can be bitchy, can be unsupportive, and can be actually very stressful for those involved in them.
Absolutely. I was very blown away, actually, by the honesty, because we don't hear that angle a lot. And we do everywhere we look, in the movies, as she said, on social media. It can be this girl gang group. We've got each other's back no matter what. You know, friendship is everything. And it's not. Like, friendship changes and it stretches with your life stage and your life, what's going on with you at the time. But saying that, I feel my female friendships are so, so important the older I get, you know, like when, you know, it starts off with, you've the same gel colour pen as me, let's be friends for life. You know what I mean? And then it goes to, you sat with me in A&E at 3 a.m. while I got my stitches. And then it moves on to, you made a plate of sandwiches for my mother's funeral. You know, those friendships and those people that you can rely on and that have known you at your worst and at your best are really important. And it does take work to maintain them. I'll definitely agree with that. But I think it's worth it. I would be lost without the friends.
I gathered from what Tanya was saying that she wasn't sure she, and I don't want to put words at all in her mouth, and I'm often very interested in what she has to say, but this idea, I'm not sure that she's saying that she has the person who will make the sandwiches at the funeral or that would take there for the stitches. I think she's saying that maybe, and I suspect she's not alone in that, and I'd love to know what people are thinking listening out there this evening, because we do hear that kind of ride or die friendship is what sustains us all. I wonder how many of us have them.
People have to say, and to actually say it's okay if I don't have them as well, you know. And like when you do go into relationships, maybe your partner becomes your best friend and you have your kids and they envelop your whole life, or you move country, or, you know, things happen. But this kind of pressure that actually, when you think about it, it is another bloody form. Men don't have this pressure, you know, this like you must have your best friend at all costs. And if you're not, I always say to my kids, like, to be a good friend, to have good friends, you have to be a good friend. But when you're an adult, that doesn't really follow through. You just, you know, you bond over sameness, and you bond when you're when you're a kid.
At
you bond
different
because
phases.
At different phases. And
Esther, do you have a big tribe around you? Are you like, because so many people talk about their tribe and everything, that you presume every single one of us has them. But like, would you say that you have a ton of people if you were in trouble that you could call on?
I have a few that would bury the body for me, right, I must say, and that I think I would be the one that they could ring and no questions asked, I'll be your alibi. But, you know, when I was younger, I would have been a real tomboy and I wouldn't have had that girl friends when I was a kid in primary school as much. I always kind of kicked the ball with the boys and all that. And then I really realised that I missed that as I grew older, like you, when you're in your teenage and your young 20s. But I haven't got the that a job that I barely knew. You know, you can form these intense relationships, but now I find genuinely that it's my kids' mom friends are my friends now. Now I have one or two, as you say, the bury the body friends, and I'll always have them and I love them and I don't have to see them all the time to know they'll be there. But I find that it's the people you spend the most time with. So that now is the moms of my kids' friends, and it just happens to be that they're really sound and lovely and similar in, you know, they'll go for the same amount of drinks as I will, or they'll try a pickleball, or we'll go for a walk, or... But it just depends on your time. And it's not a failing if you don't happen to have that person. But if you do have it, you need to mind it. And, you know, Esther, friends hold a version of you.
I'm going to dip Shane. My toe into this conversation. Mm. Are you all overthinking it? Like, is that the difference between
we're
lads?
We're women, Shane. Have you met us?
Yeah. We need to. But the social media and the pressure on the female, the bridesmaid film. I went into Penny's today and there's bridesmaid stuff everywhere. It's coming out again. It's all about the best friend. Like, it's more pressure on women again to have that
but who,
person.
But sorry, this is a genuine question. Who puts that pressure?
Society.
Yes, Esther, I'm glad he wanted you to say women, but the answer
it's not
is society.
It's not society. I put it to you, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
QC Coleman, yeah. Go on.
It's not society. Go on, Shane. It's not society. I don't think it is society. Is it not your? That's
you're digging.
I'm digging.
What were you going to ask?
Here's a shovel, bud.
Well, I just do women put too much pressure on each other? That's and more importantly, on themselves.
Yeah, we do, but we're not doing that out of, you know, just because we want to put more jobs in our list. Find the best friend. It's because we are under pressure to feel you're not succeeding in this part of life. I've got my great job. Okay, I've got enough money to go on my holiday this year. Oh, I don't have. And because, again, like that, you hear of people, oh, they all went skiing together. Why wasn't I invited to go? Do I need to find it? Like, it's just, there's always something that seems to be, if you're lacking in that, then, you know, you're not winning at life. Like, there's always something. And I hear what you're saying, Shane, but I really don't think we decided let's put pressure on ourselves.
I'm going to Tanya, try and be very honest and say I find and do text us and tell me why I'm wrong, because you always should. But I find female friendships sometimes quite conformist, and everybody kind of has to agree, and they don't necessarily like dissent and things like that. And as somebody who's always been a bit of a non-conformist, I sometimes find them a bit challenging in a group. I just do that, and maybe that's why I'm as odd as bejesus, and that's fine too.
That's fine. But that's the whole point of this. And I think it's brilliant we're talking about it. It's okay. It's not a failure. You know, I think like a really good friend that kind of acts as a mirror, you know, and a reality check. And it's someone who kind of remembers who you are when maybe you kind of forget yourself sometimes, because we are all going through this, you know, and that just someone you can have a laugh with. You know, and some people are just there for a chapter and not your whole book, and you don't have to have every friend that you've ever made in your whole life. You don't have to hang on to them. But to have that one or two people that you can really, it's when things are bad, you know, who your friends are.
And you have that,
Esther.
I do. I'm very lucky to say I do.
Do most women not have that?
I wouldn't say so. To be honest, anyone I kind of, you know, I think it comes up a lot of birthdays. You know, what are you doing for your birthday? And the kind of pressure then, okay, you'll always have the one or two friends that will always check with you what you want to do and where you go. I find anyway, for my birthday, and some years you'll have 10 groups that want to do something with you. Other years it'll just be
on my birthday, Esther, like, none of my male friends text me to wish me happy birthday. And I don't.
There's so much less pressure than boys' friendships.
I don't need them to. I don't need, like, birthday. My birthday is for my family to spoil me, and they do really well.
If one of the lads
texts me to say happy birthday, great. But if they don't, I'm not going to remind.
If you were a girl and no one texted you on your birthday, there'd be ructions. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the kind of crap we have to live with. I don't even know what to say about it.
Jill has got in touch, Esther, to say Shane is completely right. Their four words you never hear on this show.
No, never.
Shane is completely right. It's women put pressure on each other. Sorry, this is Jill's words, not mine. It's women put pressure on each other. You cannot blame men for this one. Family is the most important part of my life. Way more important than friends, says Jill.
Fair enough to Jill. Yeah, I get it. But I don't think that we do it deliberately to ourselves. I think we're fed this from a very young age. Who's your best friend? Even when the first day you go into school, who are you sitting next to? Did you make a best friend?
Lads have that when they're kids as well.
You just outgrow it.
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
He's giving me the eye here. He's exactly what he meant. Look, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Esther, I want you to be my friend because I like you very much.
We'll all be each other's buddy.
Oh, okay? See, she didn't even say yes, Shane. She just said we'd all be. You were just, you weren't just included. See, if Shane comes, I feel hurt now. Thank you for that, Esther. As ever, that is Esther McCarthy. Tell us what you think about it. 087
I'm 14, saying nothing
four,
else.
I know, four for the rest of the night. 1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.